Not so long ago, the Federal Correctional Institution was able to use the food grown in its 6-acre plot to supplement its occupants' diet, but government restrictions requiring all inmates to eat the same foods meant that if the garden continued, the produce would go to waste. 7 years ago, however, the garden found a use when the prison began sending the fruits and vegetables grown in the garden to the nonprofit food rescue organization River Cities Harvest. Brittany Hoback is the director of RCH.
It's a high-yield garden, and so they said, you know, what do we do with all this produce? So that's kind of when River Cities Harvest stepped in. We have a Boyd County extension agent that is on our board of directors, Lyndall Harned, and he said, well, let's, you know, see if River Cities Harvest has some money to step in and kind of take this project on.
River Cities Harvest helps the prison's garden by supplying materials like seeds, pots, and fertilizer, and in return receives about 70,000 pounds of produce each year. The produce provided by the prison garden supplements the 600,000 pounds of food that RCH distributes yearly to serve people in need.
River Cities Harvest is a food rescue agency. So we actually, we go out and we rescue food from places like Walmart and Kroger's and Panera Bread, places like that.
RCH works through corporate contracts with these stores to rescue the food that would otherwise be thrown away. Hoback emphasizes that the food they rescue isn't bad, it's either no longer cosmetically ideal or simply to be replaced by fresher products. River Cities Harvest is run almost solely on volunteer efforts and fundraising, so the prison's contribution makes a big impact on their mission. You can find more information about River Cities Harvest on their Facebook page or at rivercitiesharvest.org. For Morehead State Public Radio News, I'm Ellen Barnett.